So where is God in the 21st century? Well, this week I heard about a book that might, well, at least give us a hint.
You're listening to Paul Hammond on UCB One.
There's a new book out. It's been published by our friends at Instant Apostle. It is in conjunction with or alongside the Chaya. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. I'll get the pronunciation right in a moment or two. Art Awards. And it asks a question. Where is God in our 21st century world? Now, it may well be that many of us don't think immediately. If you say, you know, what represents our 21st century world? We might be inclined towards the telly or books or the theatre. I suspect not many of us think in terms of art as in paintings and sculpture and pottery and so on and so forth. And yet the premise of this book is that there are hidden depths of society to be plumbed and aspects of society's perspective to be found in artwork. The person who is behind it and who's done the righty bits in it, and very good righty bits they are as well, is Anne Clifford, who's an author and has been involved in the theatre. And so tell us a little bit about the idea of the Chaya Awards.
Well, my friend Katrina Moss and I have been involved, as you say, in wanting to get artists together because we feel very strongly in our secular society that the arts have a voice, but it's not often given the opportunity to show that voice. And so Katrina came with the idea of starting the Chaya Arts Awards. And I thought this was a really, really exciting idea. And she was able to raise money in order for this to happen. So that there's a really significant prize of £10,000 for the winner. Because we wanted to be very, very inclusive about the question. We wanted artists of faith, of no faith, and everything in between to feel that they could come and join in with this theme-based competition, which is what the title is about. So some people might come back and say, well, there is no God. But in fact, so many people came back and were finding God in very diverse places, which was very exciting to see.
And it's an interesting to see the different representations and different interpretations of not only the idea of God, but of how we've met or where we might find him. I mean, there's everything from the sort of traditional imagery of the Coca-Cola cross, or the image of Jesus in Hollywood, and so those sorts of images. And then there's some really strange, unusual takes on it that take you off in a completely different direction.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, I think sometimes when people come to art, they can get a bit scared and think, oh, I don't really understand this. So right at the beginning of the book, I tried to outline how to look at it, not to look down on anybody, but hoping to open up the whole thing for people to look. Yeah. So that some of the things they might like, other things they don't like, and for people to trust their own responses about what they see. And some of it's really immediate. And so you've got a picture of the Exiles, which was a silk screen by Louise Davis, and you've got a traditional Mary and son picture, but they're wearing life jackets, and the sense there is that God is right with the vulnerable and the suffering of today.
Yes.
So it's really quite striking.
Some of them are very striking indeed, and some of them, I mean, there was one particular one which I saw it, I thought, oh, that's good, and then I kind of felt a little bit guilty for thinking about that, because, you know, here I am, a Christian, a church leader, a broadcaster, and all that sort of thing, darling.
Yeah.
And, but it was the picture of the graffiti that Trevor Atwood photographed, and it says this, it says, "Today I found God. She was hiding behind a bin looking guilty." And my ear there, oh, that's got a line, that's clever, that is. And then I kind of thought, oh, but hang on, it's got some quite, from a Christian point of view, subversive messaging in that, hasn't it?
Well, it does, but you know, you've got to have some fun, and sometimes people can say things with, and you've got a smile on your face when you read it, and we are entitled, that's partly what our country is about, we are entitled to think, we're entitled to have an opinion, and so we do really, really want to be inclusive, and that was just strikingly funny
but
that we felt.
Within church life especially, I mean, we have images of religious art, we have images of Christian art, but I wonder in the modern church whether we are sufficiently sensitive to the fact that art can strip down to that sort of visceral level, down to below the sophisticated surface, and just grab hold of us to make us think.
Yeah, well, I think it is always good to make us think, and we do live in this secular society, and I think that the whole question of that everything is imminent, everything is earthly, is quite oppressive in our society, and certainly media and the way it's our society is represented, it would say that there is no God. But actually, many people believe there is something transcendent, and some of us believe more than that. We have, personally, I believe in a God, I'm a God lover, but there's room for all of this, and this transcendent God sometimes knocks on our shoulders to say, hey, there is something more to life than everything being imminent and earthly, which I think is very exciting when you see images and work that reminds you that there's more.
The different sections of the book are, well, they're divided up, things like realizing dreams, natural order, wanton worship, suffering and death, and so on. And the artwork reflects that. But of course, also, your writey bits, as I said, as I described them.
My writey bits,
That's okay. They're very good writey bits. They're very, but no, genuinely, all right, I'm not teasing. They're genuinely.
No, it's fine.
Because it is challenging and provocative stuff. How did you determine? I mean, was it a case that you drew together the pictures and then wrote your thoughts, your narrative around that? Or did you start with the narrative and then draw in the art?
I think we recognised that the art was, because we had to find a way to make the book coherent, and so we found that the art sort of fitted into various arenas that you've just outlined, and then it was my job to put this together. And of course, there hasn't ever been a book like this quite, so I didn't have a model to follow, and it was actually very scary. And I felt that what I was doing was trying to create word pictures that would complement what was going on in the art. So I was responding to the title myself, and a lot of prayer and a lot of thought went into it, and I felt that I was asking the questions as well, but obviously I come from a God-loving point of view, and that will definitely express itself through the writing.
Yes, but I do think there is, see, there's this element of this whole thing of Chaya and of the books of taking God into the secular spaces, but I also get a sense that you were willing in this to allow the secular spaces and the perspective perhaps of secular artists to actually speak to you as well. Sometimes the church is accused of pushing the opinion of the world away rather than taking it into consideration. That you seem to flip that on its head.
Well, I hope so. Well, I think that God is nearer to us than we think he is. And it was a theme-based competition. So if people responded to the theme and what they did was completely valid into that theme, then why not have them if it's a great piece of art?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Well, it's a cracking book. It's great, thought-provoking writing that really will just make you stop and think, especially when it's tied into some incredibly thought-provoking arts, like, for example, Mike Fryer's piece, which is a little wooden box sitting on a mantelpiece, and it says, I keep God handy in my little box. And then the thought comes, there is an attitude of keeping God accessible for when disaster comes. When it strikes, the box is taken down from the mantelpiece, opened, used, and then replaced. And God is often ignored, but he does not change. I thought, there's a message, not just for the world around us, but for all of us. And it's a lovely bit of work. Thank you for putting it together, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us about it today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful.
And if you want to get a hold of a copy of it for yourself, then it's published by our friends at Instant Apostle. You can find out more by going to instantapostle.com. It's called Where is God in Our 21st Century? And it is well worth hunting out for yourself.
Listen.